Let's go to Great American Ballpark. Bring in a good friend of ours. He's a beat writer. When Henry Schulman takes a break and Susan Slusser takes a break, John Shea is always there. He logs a lot of miles. He's in Cincinnati. He works for the Chronicle. John, nice to have you with us.
How you doing, Marty?
I'm doing great. As I said, you fill in, but I think you probably log as many miles as anybody.
Yeah, well, Henry does most of the Giants games, and Susan does most all of the A's games. But I'm there quite a bit on both sides, including spring training, postseason, winter meetings, GM meetings. So it's sort of two teams for three writers and three reporters, and you know, a cast of others who join in along the way.
Yeah, you're Farhan's kind of guy.
Yes. Yeah, I don't throw left-handed, though.
Well, like, Vendetti throws.
The relief pitcher we saw yesterday.
Yeah, which arm got most of the work yesterday? Is he ready from one side and not the other?
It's funny you ask, because we talked to him and we talked to Bochy about just that. When he maybe throws more from the right side or more from the left side, how is he available the next day? Is it that simple? But, you know, obviously it's the body and the wear and tear of everything else, the legs and the arms and you know, so he basically kind of plays it by ear. Sometimes he might throw a lot right-handed. Is he available more from the left side the next day? It's just depending on how he feels. But they all break that down, how many pitches lefty, how many pitches righty. It's pretty interesting and very intriguing, but it's all mapped out. And the reason he didn't throw a third inning yesterday is so that Bochy could make him available today. I mean, the bullpen has been pretty much overused the first 2 days here, and they're hoping to get a little better performance out of today's starter, Samardzija.
Well, Samardzija's kind of...
Hey, this is Jeff Samardzija sending you back to the booth on KNBR 680.
Then they bring the bullpen in. Samardzija's...
Hey, this is Jeff Samardzija. Now back to Giants baseball on the sports leader.
He is a different pitcher. He's no longer just trying to blow everybody away with the mid-90s heat or the low-90s heat or the high-90s heat, whatever his shoulder would endure. But last year you had to cringe sometimes when he took the mound, and this year I was telling this to Bochy that there's almost a positive anticipation that, hey, maybe this guy is the stopper, somebody who could maybe put up five or six innings of one or two run ball and let the back end of the bullpen finish up, because lately the Giants haven't had those performances, and he's been doing it all year. He hasn't given up more than three runs, and he's done that just twice in his six starts, but it's mostly one run per outing. And for a guy who's been known to give up home runs, he's only given up two this year.
A little different lineup today. Sandoval in and Solarte. Any reason for that other than a normal day off for Crawford and Longoria?
Well, Longoria is hurting. He's got a left shoulder issue, some inflammation. He woke up with it yesterday, didn't play yesterday. Saw him working with the trainer pregame today. He's just not ready to hit or, you know, field. It's a left side, and he's a right-hander. So he's given another day, and it's kind of a wait and see till tomorrow. There's some improvement. But with Crawford, it's just a planned day off. He seemed to be better at the plate a little bit yesterday, a little better contact. But it's been an overall dreadful month for him. And if you remember, he really poured it on in May, had a fantastic May. And that's sort of what they're hoping for, because, you know, if he's a slow starter as he was last year and this year, you know, they can only hope for a better second month as he had in 2018, because he was tremendous at the plate last season. Right about this time is when he started kicking it in.
Absolutely. John Shea with us of the Chronicle. John, tomorrow is birthday number 88 for the great Willie Mays, number 24. You're a good friend of Willie Mays, and you have a major announcement that you're willing to share with us, and it's a first public announcement, but there's a tremendous project that you're working on, and I can't wait to see the results of it. Fill us in on what's coming up.
Well, thanks, Marty. Thanks for the opportunity. No, Willie and I, for several months, well, in my mind, several years, but realistically, for several months, we've been working on a book project. And it's going to come out in the fall. And it's sort of the name of the book is 24, his number, obviously, and kind of an epic number. And it just fit perfectly with what we were trying to do. It's 24 life stories and lessons from the Say Hey Kid. That's the title. It has 24 chapters. And it's not a chronology. It's not an autobiography. We've seen all that in other Willie books. This is different, really, than any other Willie book that has ever come out. I probably haven't seen any kind of book like this, really, by anybody else. And what it is, there's a lot of Willie, obviously. It's his words. It's plus the words of those who were with him along the way, whether it was childhood, the Negro Leagues, the New York Giants, the Army, the San Francisco Giants, post-career. And the difference here is that all the material in the book is fresh. There's no cutting and pasting. There's no microfiche. There's no going back and duplicating what was said or written in the past. It's all new information, new commentary, what you'll see between quote marks from Willie and Maury Wills and Vince Scully and Bobby Richardson and Hank Aaron are all fresh interviews that I've had that I will include to kind of supplement or complement Willie's words. So every chapter picks out a point in his career or life and is really detailed by him and those who knew him the best.
Oh, it's going to be great. I love it. And when is it anticipated to come out, John?
October 22nd.
Oh, great. Okay, right on the World Series time. Very good. And the name of it is 24. Is that correct?
24, Life Stories and Lessons from the Say Hey Kid. So it's not only will you see, stories that have never been told. I mean, we all know that he hit the four home runs in Milwaukee. He made the catch in game one of the 54 series. He walked off the Braves in the 16-inning game, Warren Spahn. He came up and went 0 for his first few games in Philadelphia. So we all know the basics. But now we're hearing from those in retrospect all these years later tell the stories that maybe haven't come out because pretty much all we knew were the stories from the time. Mm-hmm. So now we're hearing the stories all these decades later from those in retrospect. And it's been amazing because you pick up the phone and call Maury Wills and talk to him for an hour about Willie. You do the same with Vince Scully. You do the same, with teammates and those who have known him best on and off the field. And everybody seems to have Willie stories. Everybody seems to be willing to talk about Willie. And it's been fantastic because these old ball players.
This is Pat Vendetti of your San Francisco Giants, and we're live on the Sports Leader.
They'll tell me some story, and I'll write it down, and I'm saying, when I get off the phone, I'm double-checking this. I don't believe this. I go to Baseball Reference, and sure enough, it was a double in the gap in the seventh inning, and it's amazing, the recall and the memories that they have all this time later, because it was so important, such a big part of their lives. And it's Americana, and they didn't forget it. And that's what I'm trying to, put into words here, theirs and mine, it's a history book. Willie tells me a lot of times that he'd like this in classrooms. That's how important it is to him.
Well, he loves sharing the stories. I was lucky enough to do a number of shows with him. I'd interview him for an hour, and he's such a showman, and his recall is unbelievable. As you said, unbelievable. So, he's a showman, and, if he's involved in this project and he's behind it, it's going to be outstanding because there's nothing he does in life that is not outstanding. And that's Willie Mays. That's the best thing I could ever say about him. Did you have a chance to talk to Willie Mack before he passed?
Yeah, I did, Marty, and I talked to him about Willie and for this particular project, and I spoke with others who have passed, whether, spent a lot of time with Frank Robinson about Willie, Peter McGowan. I even went back and talked a lot to Alvin Dark 10 years ago before he passed, thinking, if I ever worked with Willie on a book, I would have all this Alvin Dark material. So I spoke with him for hours about their time together in New York and, their time when they were in San Francisco, Alvin, the manager, and Willie, the person he named the captain. And so there's obviously a lot of new material, but it'll be all kind of complementary of each other. I'll bring up old stories to Willie that others have told me, and then Willie will tell me stories, and I'll talk to others about the stories that Willie told me, so that it's all, a big circle of storytelling. Sure. And lessons along the way.
That's the beauty of baseball. It's all connected, and one leads to the next. John Shea with us. The book is 24, coming out in October. The most unique book ever, I think, about Willie Mays and the people who understood him and loved him and played ball with him and interacted with him in their lives. So, John, this is going to be very, very special. Very quickly, I know we got to run in a little bit, but tomorrow is birthday number 88 for Willie. You're old enough to remember seeing him. What did you think of Mays as a player?
Well, you didn't take your eyes off him because you never knew what to expect. He wasn't your basic ball player because what he did on the field wasn't always seen in the box score. The way he went first to third or chased down fly balls in the gap or communicated with players, shortstops. Hal Lanier and Chris Beyer used to turn around, as Willie said, move left, move right. The corner outfielders, none of whom, some were good, some were not good, ever measured up to him defensively, so they always trusted him. And he was like, there's a whole chapter on not to get into too much detail here, but there's a chapter on the modern day numbers and how, modern day analytic folk measure and value Willie's numbers based on the league at the time. And obviously Willie only won two MVPs, but based on today's value of players, including WAR and other advanced numbers, he could have won many more, and that's detailed in the book. But so it's not just the numbers, obviously. It's the memories of watching him and playing with him or playing against him, more than 660 and the 3,000 and the 300 average and everything else that you see in the record book. So it's more about kind of what people remember seeing of him more than. Because anyone could look at the record book, but not everyone could say, well, I saw Willie Mays play. And that's the intriguing thing there.
I love it. I love it. Well, John, we're going to have you on again, obviously, as the project moves forward. I'm glad to help in any way. And it's a pleasure to have you on. There's no one better than Willie Mays. And to hear these stories, just to hear you describe them, it's going to be a lot of fun. So enjoy Cincinnati today with Samardzija and Louis Castillo. And we'll talk to you when you get back. Thanks, John.
Yeah, Marty, thanks for the conversation. Thank you.
All right, that is John Shea, The Chronicle, and a major announcement. This is the first time a book like this will ever be done about Willie Mays. All right, more coming up.